AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Contentious debate today on the House floor over whether Congress should establish a panel to investigate the January attack at the U.S. Capitol that left 5 people dead. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan says police were brutally attacked and they deserve every effort to protect them in the future.
This is a slap in the face to every rank and file cop in the United States. If we're going to take on China, if we're going to rebuild the country, if we're going to reverse climate change, we need 2 political parties in this country that are both living in reality, and you ain't one of them.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has now declared his opposition.
House Democrats have handled this proposal in partisan bad faith.
Former President Trump last night had warned Republicans to vote no. Israel's prime minister is rebuffing calls for a ceasefire today. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressed the military action on Palestine TV.
Destroying infrastructure, killing children, the elderly, and women.
Severe weather's again pounding the Gulf Coast. Texas and Arkansas saw heavy rains, and 3 deaths in Louisiana are blamed on flooding. The governor of Texas has signed a restrictive bill against abortion.
This is similar to bans in other states that would take effect before many women even know they are pregnant.
That ensures that the life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat will be saved from the ravages of abortion.
Even before Abbott got the bill, abortion rights groups said they would fight it. The Supreme Court will hear a Mississippi law banning pregnancy after 15 weeks. The president of Planned Parenthood Action Fund says passing these bills is not leadership. It is cruelty and extremism. I'm Ed Donahue.
Research from Brown University of nearly 300 nursing homes across the country shows only 1% tested positive within 2 weeks of receiving their second dose. This is AP News. The Justice Department says an Ohio man who plotted an attack on a synagogue has pleaded guilty.
Federal prosecutors say a man who plotted an attack on a Toledo area synagogue has pleaded guilty to related charges. Damon Joseph, also known as Abdullah Ali Yusuf, was arrested in December 2018. Authorities say he was inspired by a gunman who killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue 6 weeks before his arrest. Prosecutors say the 23-year-old drew attention after posting photos of weapons and vows of support for ISIS on social media. The plot was uncovered during Joseph's conversations with undercover FBI agents. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The White House says President Biden will award his first Medal of Honor on Friday. It will go to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett for acts of bravery 70 years ago during the Korean War. The 94-year-old Puckett lives in Columbus, Georgia. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.